Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. A signature event for Bachelor and Master of Fine Arts candidates in photography at Louisiana Tech University is participating in an exhibition. The BFA exhibit showcases their work, and a special viewing is coming up at the Enterprise Center, while the Masters of Fine Arts has an exhibition coming up at the School of Art. With a closer look is Louisiana Tech photography professor Frank Hamrick and students Jamie Johnson and Caleb Ray. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Frank, what is the starting point when we look at the BFA and MFA candidates in developing a body of work that's presented in this exhibition?
Well, with the undergraduates in the BFA, they've been working all year long. They started in the fall and continue through the winter quarters of developing a portfolio. And then this spring, we've been working to get that ready to present and to promote. And that will give them a body of work to exit out into the world, whether they want to pursue job opportunities or apply to graduate school. With the MFA students, some of them have been working on this body of work the entire time they've been in school for the past 3 years. And so this will give them their Master of Fine Arts degree and make them eligible to go out and teach at the college level if they wish to.
How do you assist with the students as they go through the process of assembling these work? Is it a different approach between the bachelor candidates and the master candidates?
Well, with the seniors, you try to give them some freedom. It's kind of almost a junior level of the master's program where they present their own idea and you give them feedback. In the senior level of the undergrad, we're no longer teaching them techniques of this is how you do this on this camera or this dark room or this computer technique. It's really them taking what we've taught them in the freshman, sophomore, and junior classes and then developing a mature body of work. So it's really quite similar. With the master's students, they're given even more freedom to explore and develop their own voice.
Yeah. Jamie, you're participating in the MFA exhibit, which opens on Thursday. Tell us about the focus of your work and what you'll be presenting.
So I'm the only photographer in the show, and so I'm utilizing a 19th century photo process, and the work is about a literary character. She's a woman that lives in the wild, so she's photographed in the environment, interacting with plants and animals, and essentially trying to save them.
Your initial interest when you started the program, and has that changed in your years at the university?
I think I've always been interested in this, but slowly over 3 years' time, your ideas progress, and as you're refining techniques, it all kind of comes together in the end. So I've definitely always been interested in nature and the environment.
And the initial interest in photography while you're a teenager or in high school?
It started when I was 16 and got my first camera. Ever since then, I've been making photos, always in the outdoors, so...
Your thought process in bringing these pieces together for the exhibit and getting ready for Thursday, how's that been?
It's been really good, I think. Just lots of late nights, but feels really fruitful to see it come together. And it's really nice just to have everything polished and get to enjoy also my peers' work around me.
Well, Caleb, for you and the BFA exhibit, which opens next Friday, tell us about your work and what you'll be presenting.
I'm an English and photography double major, so I've decided to, in this work, write a small story, illustrate it through photography, and then bind it together in a small book.
What topic do you approach with your writing and the photography that you use in this?
I approach the idea of a story about a large civilization that goes through sort of a rise and fall due to misuse of technology. So it's sort of a science fiction kind of thing.
Science fiction, you mentioned that it creates potential and it's easier for the viewer or the reader to believe in some way?
Yeah, I think with the way that technology has moved so quickly, it's much easier for people to believe the unbelievable, I suppose. And I guess that's why I'm so interested in it.
What have you gathered from bringing these items together and getting ready for the exhibit?
Just trying to get all the elements to work together in a cohesive way has been difficult, but really, really rewarding.
What's some of the discussions between you and Frank as far as bringing this exhibit together when you mentioned trying to go through and, you know, the challenges? And
A lot of raised eyebrows of whether or not this is actually going to come together and work.
Really?
It's a lot of time management and figuring out if each element, like I said, works together. It's got to look intentional, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts and your hopes for future work, where do you see this going?
Well, I'm actually thinking about splitting off and trying to do writing and illustrating sort of separately to see if they still fit together in a way. I'm looking for the strings at this point. Mm-hmm.
And Jamie, for you, a future work that your photography would lend to?
Yeah, it's good. I'm looking for jobs right now, but the nice thing is that you can go a lot of different routes. So teaching or just, I'll definitely always be making photos, you know, always.
With your work in the master's program, have you been making those connections with area art galleries and kind of getting a feel for how things come together when they present their exhibits as well?
Certainly, yeah. It's been really good and really helpful. The graduate program really prepares you and gives you connections that otherwise, you know, what would the point be of going, I guess?
Well, Frank, tell us about some of the opportunities when we talk about the students going forward from these exhibits and what you've seen, you know, some of the former students that have grown in the program.
Well, we've done a lot of internship work with the Mazur Museum here in Monroe, and actually a couple of their employees are our former students, and we've had some people that now want to go off and do museum studies or work in galleries. We've had some people that have opened their own portrait studios, and we've had some that have gone into sports photography, and a lot of people that have left our master's program are teaching at different colleges now.
Once again, the master's exhibition begins this Thursday at the School of Art, and the bachelor's, the BFA exhibit, begins next Friday at the Enterprise Center. Frank, if someone would like to find out more information or how you can attend either one of the openings or the viewing of the exhibit, how can they do so?
Well, the MFA opens this Thursday at the School of Art. Jamie and some of the other MFA students will be speaking at 5, and the gallery will be open at 6. And if you want to call for more information about that, it's 257-3909. If you are interested in the BFA photo exhibit, it will open next Friday, May 2nd, at the Enterprise Center on Alabama Avenue in Ruston, and you can contact 257-3890 for more information about the show at the Enterprise Center.
Well, Frank, Caleb, Jamie, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.